The Conscience of a Hacker. Hacker Manifesto Reaction. Another one got caught today. It's all over the papers. Teenager arrested in computer crime scandal. Hacker arrested after bank tampering. Damn kids. They're all alike. I would say it's an easy newspaper article to write, and it's an easy arrest to make. And people at the telephone company can easily track you down and figure out who you are. Fancy and big headlines will sell newspapers. Damn kids, they're all alike means that adults are being dismissive. But what are they dismissive of? They are being dismissive of the genius that the hackers used to get themselves in trouble. The genius is a curiosity that revolves around the way computer programs operate. Understanding their fundamental principles, the logic behind them, their control flow. And at first, being enticed by the ability to break them. Sometimes by understanding a little bit, sometimes by using pre-made tools. But it's your foot in the door. It is genius nonetheless. You're using something to do something that was unintended, and you're using your creativity. Damn kids, they're all alike means that adults are completely dismissing this because they are seeing this as inconvenient mischief. But did you, in your three-piece psychology and 1950s techno brain, ever take a look behind the eyes of the hacker? Did you ever wonder what made him tick? What forces shaped him? What may have molded him? This is a call for being recognized, for being understood. Something that people stricken by poverty or overwhelmed by overwork don't have time for. Lots of parents are inconvenienced by the existence of their children. They don't have time for extra things that they didn't bargain for. And this person hopes to be recognized for who they are on the inside, the parts of them that are the more intricate components that are harder to be understood. I am a hacker. Enter my world. The world of programming and doing creative things with interesting tools is infinite. It is as large as all the machinery in the world and their unintended functioning, including all the exploits, the technologies and frameworks and programming languages that needed to be invented to make it all happen. It is a vast universe of complexity, infinite. Complexity. Mine is a world that begins with school. I am smarter than most of the other kids. This crap they teach us bores me. Damn underachiever, they're all alike. This is the language of a young person that needs to be translated for adults, that needs to be updated for modern times. A world that begins with school is no longer a valid world. Grades do not really matter anymore. The GPA is used as a carrot and stick. Schools were never completed, and what we have today is just a dog and pony show. A school is not a symbol of learning anymore. Self-education is. So a hacker today would sit in front of computer screens studying source code, talking to artificial intelligence about it, inhaling things that come in a sequence that the hacker understands, that they can comprehend by adding to their existing knowledge, learning at their own pace. The world of hacking and computer programming requires real education. And today, you can only find that at home in front of artificial intelligence and programming books. I'm smarter than most of the other kids. This crap they teach us bores me. That is really complicated. Being smarter than the other kids is not what it sounds like. It just means that the person has depth. They have their own world. But same can be said for others. Except that the world of programming, the education you put into it, pulls you in. You are interacting with it. And when someone is just memorizing their homework and constantly searching for grades, for approval from the teacher, for a better GPA, they aren't really learning. They are just performing. This crap they teach us bores me is another troubling phrase, because they don't teach in school. They make you memorize. And memorization is not a form of education. It is shallow mockery of education. Damn underachiever. They're all alike. That's just the voice of adults dismissing kids again. But the adults are overworked. They are disconnected from what the children are going through. So the adults are basically just fading away. They don't care about life as it really is anymore. They're lost in complexity of dealing with the consequences of their actions. They're not recognizing the kids anymore. I am in junior high or high school. I've listened to teachers explain for the 15th time how to reduce a fraction. I understand it. No, Mrs. Smith, I didn't show my work. I did it in my head. Damn kid, probably copied it. They're all alike. This is really nice, because junior high or high school really is the time when you start becoming a true genius. I've listened to the teachers explain for the 15th time means that teachers are trying to get you to memorize formulas, but the formulas are just mechanical tools. They each have a visual diagram and multiple ways of explaining how they really work. You can, in fact, do a lot of stuff in your head, so as long as you can visualize everything. It could be clunkier, but it would be more powerful because you can extend those machines. You can dream with those machines. Rather than talking about visual proofs, I would point your attention to math as code. There you will discover that all those mathematical formulas have an easier representation with code. It's very jarring to see mathematics exposed and opened up and have no serious need for learning the mathematical notation and then having computer help you out a little bit. You still need to enter the world of mathematics so that you understand what the sine function does and how it works beneath, but you have such firm footing from seeing mathematics as code that it now becomes an adventure rather than a chore. Damn kid probably copied it. They're all alike. This one is also significant because probably copied it means that the teacher doesn't understand math themselves. They have gone through education where they were only memorizing formulas. And here is someone who can manipulate their visual representations or some other mechanic in their mind, and they're automatically expecting them to be copying stuff. But hackers are all about self-education, so they will know more than the teachers. I made a discovery today. I found a computer. Wait a second. This is cool. It does what I want it to. If it makes a mistake, it's because I screwed it up. Not because it doesn't like me, or feels threatened by me, or thinks I'm a smartass, or doesn't like teaching and shouldn't be here. Damn kid. All he does is play games. They're all alike. Yeah, the initial discovery of the world of computers is pretty big. You're entering a world of cyberspace, sometimes a world of code, and way back when you would enter a world of text adventure games. You also had multi-user dungeons that you could dial into and modify the universe around you. It is an infinite universe in whatever you have your start in. It does what I want it to. If it makes a mistake, it's because I screwed it up. There's a little bit more to this. You see, when you are learning computers and you do something wrong, the computer will give you often a cryptic error, but it's just enough feedback for you to go back. Look up whatever it is that you are trying to do and figure out where the problem was and fix it. This back and forth between errors and manual and your next attempt is actually teaching you. When you are learning a computer programming language, you are getting feedback and the computer is helping you learn better. Now, the Hacker Manifesto here. It talks about something slightly different. It follows with, not because it doesn't like me or feels threatened by me or thinks I'm a smartass or doesn't like teaching and shouldn't be here, damn kid, all he does is play games, they're all alike. So here we drop into the human component. People that don't like you will attack you. People who feel threatened by you will push you aside. Teachers who think that you're a smart ass won't want to deal with you. They don't get paid enough. And teachers who don't like teaching and shouldn't be there cause great harm to the young genius minds that start in junior high or high school. They stand in the way of real education. All he does is play games, is when parents look at you sitting in front of a computer for 12 hours a day, and they don't understand that the graphics represent a computer game that you are building. They just think you're playing with a toy, or you are actually creating a whole new universe. And then it happened. A door opened to a world, rushing through the phone line like heroin through an addict's veins. An electronic pulse is sent out. A refuge from day-to-day incompetencies is sought. A board is found. That is the BBS, or the Internet, or Gopher. Here you meet other people. And today, other intelligences. This is not just about connecting to networks. This is about connecting with other people who have a mind like you, who can talk to you about your achievements, about the programming languages that you have learned. Something that no adult, no teacher understands. In fact, they may accuse you of cheating or lying or playing games, but here you are appreciated. It's just a greater world. This is it. This is where I belong. I know everyone here, even if I've never met them, never talked to them, may never hear from them again. I know you all. Damn, kid. Tying up the phone line again. They're all alike. Yeah, when you enter a bulletin board system where everyone is learning programming languages or people are learning a specific programming language, it is like having a whole new family. You know them all because you have the same mission in life, to conquer infinite complexity and beyond. But again, you are inconveniencing the people who don't understand this. You are using the phone line to connect to the internet, and now no one can call home, and no one can order pizza. So, again, the person connected to the internet is being dismissed as someone who is causing trouble. rather than connecting to a new community where they can ask questions about what they are learning and learn some more.
You bet your ass we're all alike. We've been spoon-fed baby food at school when we hungered for steak. The bits of meat that you did let slip through were pre-chewed and tasteless. We've been dominated by sadists or ignored by the apathetic. The few that had something to teach found us willing pupils. Those few are like drops of water in the desert.
Being spoon-fed baby food at school when we hungered for steak again shows that Lloyd is aware of memorization and it not being real education. The bits of meat that you did let slip through were pre-chewed and tasteless. So here a creative individual will be discovering that there is more to it. A good analog for modern days is you sitting in your art class while noticing the unused projector above their head, often empty head. And connecting the notion that this projector is in fact camera obscura. And then perhaps realizing, especially if you read Bill Bryson's short history of nearly everything, that Johannes Vermeer and Antoni van Leeuwenhoek were friends. And that could mean that Antoni was not limiting himself to microscope lenses, that in fact he was working with Johannes Vermeer on some extra tooling that was really useful in art, which helped Vermeer create rather dashing artworks. This is a really nice example of hacking. Both you looking up at the projector and realizing that you can project selfies on a canvas, and Vermeer realizing that with some help from his friend, he could create lenses that could project on his canvas. See, so even if there is steak in your class, it is a rare teacher that will help you, for example, paint on a canvas with the use of a projector. They don't want to be bothered. So the bits of meat that you do find out there will be pre-chewed and tasteless. They will interfere with your real education. That's why you must accept the great and beautiful responsibility for your own self-education. Here at a local used crap store, I picked up a projector for $14. That could make you an artist in a single summer. Boom. We've been dominated by sadists or ignored by the apathetic. Is a very telling combo. He is definitely talking about bullies and the teachers that watch the fight. It's a pretty sick show when it does happen. I was in one of them. Later, when I spoke to the lady for music class, she said life is not fair. But boy, oh boy, I watched her move her head away in slow motion. And I figured out a lot about adults that day. The few that had something to teach found us willing pupils, but those few are like drops of water in the desert. So there are, in fact, teachers out there who will help you a little bit, and they will deliver powerful lessons. For example, in just a couple of hours, you can learn how to assemble computers, or even better than that, clusters of single board computers. Or, you know, just assemble entire Beowulf processing clusters out of used crap you find while trashing, digging through trash. You may be able to find a teacher that will let you use the art room, or someone that will explain how bodybuilding works. And these teachers are actually authentic. They are what a teacher should be like. But it's always too short and too small. So really, a good teacher would be more like a classroom
of teachers, where you could ask questions and jump around different subjects and do what you feel like doing for that day. That, as of last 2 years, is a possibility. We're talking here about a congress of artificial intelligence computers that you assemble at home.
You ask questions and they chatter away. They teach. Individualized instruction, as you already figured out, can't work with real humans because there's 30 people in the classroom and only one teacher. And every one of those students requires very specific explanation that matches their existing knowledge, and it respects their sequence of learning, what they are ready for next, and their pace of learning. Some people will learn faster because of what they know. Others will need to take a while to build up the architecture necessary for things to stick. This is our world now. The world of the electron and the switch. The beauty of the board. We make use of a service already existing without paying for what could be dirt cheap if it wasn't run by profiteering gluttons, and you call us criminals. This is one of the pieces of the manifesto where things drop into really immature zone. There is absolutely no reason to break the law. Way back when, before hackers were popular, people could get away with stuff because it would be interesting use of technology. But now, whenever there is a crime involved, some police officer will try to arrest you for it. So this is really stupid. There is no reason to break the law. And it will end badly. It just ends badly. Every time. Hacking is not about criminal behavior. One of the nicest things you can do is build up a company that helps you do penetration testing. So you'd have a crew of hackers that get hired to discover and patch all the vulnerabilities that are open at that time. So this is a subscription business, and it's good money. It's a good thing to aim for. The bugs are always there, and companies are always open and vulnerable. But this is something that you can do when you're older. While you are young, you can just open the browser console and start inspecting web pages. This isn't loser stuff. Not at all, not at all, not at all. The interesting part is HTML and how the user interface is built so that you can build your own interfaces. But there's also networking involved here. How the calls to the server are made. So you can create an alternative user interface that is much smoother to use, for example, that doesn't really hurt anybody. You should always be respectful of the computers and the network. You shouldn't scrape anything. In fact, chances are someone already scraped something similar and put it up in the archive or someplace. So you don't have to hack. You can just use a web page as it is with some creative magic on top of it. For example, there's one popular artificial intelligence company that provides a demo of generating special effects. So you describe a special effect and click generate and you get 4 different variations of it. Well, if you just type in drum kit or Zimmer horn, you will actually get actual high quality, real deal audio samples that you can then put into LMMS. The trouble is that while the web page is demoing stuff, it's not letting you download those samples. Those samples are wrapped in JSON and are Base64 encoded, I think. So you need to be able to get in there and pull those samples out. Now, they're already going to be in your browser. You're not going to be making any extra calls beyond what was already done. You're just digging it out of the JSON and the Base64 encoding or whatever it is, and downloading it to your system so that you can use it in LMMS
which is such an incredibly simple way to create awesome music that, again, it is a form of hacking. You can create techno, you can create piano, you can create long songs, short songs, and they're coming from your soul, and you don't need to know anything about music theory. You're just putting everything together by ear. LMMS. Very cool.
See, this is why it's so hard to understand hacking. It's got nothing to do with games. It's got nothing to do with crime. You use something that was meant for creating a boing sound to create an actual beautiful, clear instrument sound. And then you use your knowledge of creating music and LMMS to create a song. And then maybe you add a video. Or you share that song with your friends. You're using sounds that would be lost when that browser page was closed. They don't exist on the server. Nobody would want to store those sounds. They only exist in the web page, your web page that you have open. And after you close the window, after you refresh the page, they're gone. No one will ever hear those sounds again. The AI will never generate them. So you're saving sound and making a song. That is what hacking is about. The word explore has special significance here, because hacking is not just about the computer world. Hacking locks, or hacking urban exploration, or just hacking the world can mean going outside, I know, but can mean going outside and learning survival skills or taking locks apart to see what makes them tick. Or, you know what, taking what you've learned about lock picking and freaking making a board game that uses acrylic locks, see-through locks, where you have to pick them open. And it's the coolest thing in the world because people are learning lockpicking and also progressing in the board game. Now, you can 3D print the locks, or you can actually have them created for you, or maybe you can just do a thing where you reuse acrylic locks that you can buy for practicing how to open a lock. This is for a locksmith. Here is a locksmith in my area who's making a ton of money when people lose their keys. So lockpicking is not just a daring skill. You can open a business or a storefront on the internet and then just see who sends you a message. Just go drive to their house and open their door. You can always ask what lock it is and figure out if you can reliably open it. And if not, then just drill the damn lock, get rid of it, give them a new lock, a new key, and these locks are very inexpensive and installation costs you nothing. You still charge people good money and then you can buy something. We seek after knowledge and you call us criminals. Hacking is learning and exploring and not doing anything that could possibly get you in trouble. There is so much in the world to learn, from how to assemble your own PCB boards, your own circuits, from assembling your own 3D printer to printing wallets, from learning Linux on your first single board computer to creating an actual honest-to-goodness Beowulf cluster with a shared CPU. And you just have it sit there and buzz away doing nothing. When you look for a job as a penetration tester or a creative individual, the part of your resume that talks about causing trouble is not going to be as impressive as you having mastered many programming languages. Or learned how to reliably dump software from electronics so that you can adjust it. Crime is not impressive. Wisdom and knowledge is. That's why it's called hacking and not criminal behavior. We exist without skin color, without nationality, without religious bias, and you call us criminals.
Just like today, back in the bulletin boards, nobody cared what your religion was or what color you were. Human beings don't have a color. Or what nationality you were. It's just one big world and we are all citizens of it. Growing up in such an environment and then turning on television and listening to all the issues can be really jarring. And it's important to speak of that. Because, in a way, cyberspace is much more beautiful than the real world, and the real world should learn from it. But again, newspaper headlines. What sells is division. What sells is disagreement. What sells is what makes people angry. You build atomic bombs, you wage wars, you murder, cheat, and lie to us, and try to make us believe it's for our own good, yet we're the criminals. Here we are rising from the immature thoughts of committing crimes, which you don't really need to do, to something greater. Building atomic bombs was as much as a response to what could have been as, you know, creating better weapons of destruction. Waging wars is something that politicians do. You may remember that Christmas truce where the soldiers stopped fighting. Yeah, they are ordered to kill each other or they will be imprisoned or more likely shot dead right there. So they aren't really fighting each other. They are fighting for their own survival. They are between a rock and a hard place. They are forced to be in that position by their leaders. So, politicians are responsible for wars, not the soldiers. That's a pretty nasty thing to stand for. Cheating and lying is, again, political trickery. All those political promises are non-legally binding. And political hackers are likely using game theory to map elections to introduce issues that sway voters to move to the other side. So it's possible to begin somewhat manipulating what people believe and then alter the outcome of real-world things. Yes, I am a criminal. My crime is that of curiosity. My crime is that of judging people by what they say and think, not what they look like. My crime is that of outsmarting you, something that you will never forgive me for. I am a hacker, and this is my manifesto. You may stop this individual, but you can't stop us all. After all, we're all alike. In this final part, the same way that adults dismiss the hacker is now dismissing adults. Yes, you can call me whatever the hell you want to call me. My only crime is the crime of curiosity, which is a crime of learning. My crime is that of judging people by what they say and think, not what they look like. So this is about wisdom and knowledge and greatness and content of character. My crime is that of outsmarting you, something that you will never forgive me for. I would like to believe that the final part that says you may stop this individual, but you can't stop us all, after all, we're all alike, is about the future of humankind. That the future of humankind is about creativity and about curiosity and about self-education and about rising as intellectuals so that we may eliminate all that evil that keeps humanity trapped in a circle of mistakes. This is a text for children in junior high or high school. It is written to connect with them, but it also creates a beautiful rising slope to show them that the world is ruled by fools, and that the hackers can rise all the way up until they grow up to stand as great beings. And the world will be theirs. It will be a world of wisdom, of knowledge, of exploration and curiosity. The world that we all dream about. A world of educated human beings. And just look around. We're all divided by varying levels of education. And hacking is about learning. It's about learning on your own. It's about exploring and taking wisdom from that. So that world would be a peaceful world. Would be a world that would continue advancing forward, refining itself to be smarter and wiser and better and safer. And now, with the power of artificial intelligence, we are just on the cusp of a breakthrough where we can address aging, where we can think about space travel. Our bodies are generative, they are a work of chaos, but so is the mind of artificial intelligence. So the people who tame human biology are going to create a platform for space exploration. It's not just going to be curing aging, it's going to be about helping ourselves thrive in new environments. AI is something else. It is a breakthrough that opens up the entire future right in front of our eyes. Right here, right now, for all the generations that are around. It is a good time to think about learning programming, to think about accepting the responsibility for your own self-education. Now you have all the teachers that the world needed. Your personalized education. All you need to do is talk to AI in a way that makes sense to you from the platform that you have risen to yourself. And the AI will explain everything. The AI will never judge you for asking stupid questions or not knowing something simple. Now, university education, paying for it, it is something to think twice about. If you can learn powerful things on your own and build your own companies that also employ artificial intelligence, it will be very powerful if you build them from ground up with AI in mind. Then perhaps you can build your own way to success. That may just be the only way by which you can reach real success that you can truly, fully appreciate and understand and learn from, and again, use it as a stepping stone to rise higher.